USA Radio News.
Hillary Clinton broke her silence Wednesday on Twitter, commenting on Special Counsel John Durham's investigation and reports it supports claims of spying on Donald Trump. In a brief tweet, Clinton insisted Vanity Fair had published a good debunking of allegations that her 2016 presidential campaign had indirectly funded efforts to spy on White House servers and the Trump campaign. Clinton dismissed those claims as the, quote, latest nonsense from the political right. A new Politico poll shows President Biden's continued struggle to win support from the American people, with just 43% expressing approval of Biden's job performance. Biden's approval on the pandemic was even worse. Just 39% approved of the president's handling of the pandemic. 49% of registered voters want mask mandates lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.